and welcome for the 200th time to the T3 podcast live. Only half an hour late, which I think
that's
is
not too
pretty
bad.
Good.
That's good.
That, I've watched the BBC and you turn on for Strictly Come Dancing and it's not on until half an hour after.
Very rarely.
Every time. Times.
Very rarely
every
does
time.
The 6 o'clock news actually go out.
I know.
At 6 o'clock. I don't know if anyone's noticed that. We really are live from the Hospital Club in London to celebrate the 200th T3 podcast.
Hooray!
A lot of people here.
It's a celebrity atmosphere.
We've got group members right here in the studio and more of you listening from afar on Mixlr, monitoring your tweets and Facebook group messages. We have my lovely assistant, Lucy. She's waving. Bigger cheer.
Try that again.
A little more enthusiasm.
Yeah. Any chatter so far?
Somebody complaining that they can't hear you.
Right.
And somebody wanting compensation, like a free iPad for the delay.
Yeah, we'll sort that out. It's not a problem.
No problem.
But first, please.
Can you report them for abuse?
Actually? Yeah, I should say,
bang out of order.
If you want to tweet us, it's at t3.com, hashtag T3Pod200. And you can join the chat on Facebook by searching for the official T3 podcast group. More from Lucy later. But first, give it up, please, and go crazy for the lovely Ree Morgan.
Ah, I've gone red.
And the man who could solve the Greek debt crisis, find Colonel Gaddafi, and cancel climate change, if only he didn't spend so long writing about gadgets. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome. So, Duncan, a special week.
A special week, yeah.
And nothing's really gone wrong this week, has there? So we'll just move on from the rant.
Yeah.
anything in particular?
I'm full of good tidings, because I was going to mention this on the podcast 2 weeks ago. Remember when we used to do it not live? All those
those days.
Weeks ago. And I was going to mention it last week, but I didn't turn up for that one. But I bought
quite a theme.
Recurring listeners to this podcast, and I assume that the people in this room are recurring listeners, will know that I've had a few issues with my HTC Sensation. I think the phrase piece of shit phone, HTC shit station, and HT shit sensation are all the terms that I've used to describe it. But this is the most brilliant tip. I've discovered the best gadget of all time, and it is a battery. And it's made by a company called Anker, which is spelled A-N-K-E-R, so that also appeals. It's basically, I don't know, how can I describe it? It's a slightly bigger battery. And as a result, the HTC Sensation, which generally dies
quite often,
in about 2.5 hours of turning it on, it actually lasts pretty
much the whole
day. If
you touch the screen, it dies.
Yeah, if you turn on the screen, if you make a phone call, if you browse the web, if you attempt to stream, say, a live podcast, it's toast. But yeah, no, with this, it actually lasts the entire day, and I actually now quite like this phone. So
it's a happy ending.
That was a happy end. That was nice.
Glorious.
That was a good
glorious fortnight.
That was a good rant.
Lovely. Okay. Well, look. Before we start proper, I'd just like to take a register.
We are half an hour late.
Yeah. Well, you know. So let's do this by the book. I've got the list of everyone who RSVP'd here. So, Michael Pitt.
Yes, sir.
Our Olympian. Thank you. You were the first. You were the first to RSVP. Could be Olympian.
Future Olympian.
Are you there yet?
April, we'll find out.
Find out in April. Okay. Andrew Story.
Hello.
Here, sir, is appropriate. George Sang. Katie Heath.
Yeah.
Who is scared of lifts?
Is.
Did you make it up?
It wasn't the sixth floor.
Four,
it was the fourth
floor.
Four
flights of stairs. Okay, in fact, Reed, do you want to roam into there so you can get these? You've got quite a cable. Yeah. Keep going.
I'm going.
Timothy Okonowu. Yeah. Otherwise known as the Duke of Peckham.
That's me.
Yes. Kasra Yazdani.
Oh, we've got no show. There's a no show.
You know, there's nothing I hate worse than someone being late. It's just so rude.
It shows disrespect.
It really does.
Doesn't it? Really?
Yeah, especially if there's loads of people waiting.
Yeah, waiting for you.
Just downstairs.
Chris Harrow. Yeah. James Mack.
Hello.
Good. Leon Fenner. Prolific. The prolific Leon Fenner.
You're right.
Amanda McDermott.
There she is. She says hello. I can't get to her.
One of only two women brave enough to actually make it.
It is good to see so many girls here.
Three? Dan?
Sorry, I couldn't see. I couldn't see.
Couldn't see.
Three women. Yeah. Sorry, and Lucy. And
you can't see because we forced them to sit at the back.
Well, Lou.
Yeah, they're the hired help, though. Darren Murphy. Oh, wait a minute.
Wow. What?
There's no show without Darren. David Parrington.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hold on. Harold Voiceov.
Harold Voiceov.
Maybe he's just a voice.
Secret president. Gary Gamp. Shouldn't laugh. No, not
no,
here.
No, I don't think
a name like that. Samuel David Bates. Yes.
Yes.
Good. Hansley, is it Bakshu? How do you say it? We'll never know. Sean Wilkes. Good. Yeah. Thomas Towner. Who didn't turn the mobile off?
Ooh.
Andy Lyon.
No.
No?
This is riveting radio, Dan.
He's online, okay. I'm just checking. Dan Green and Philip Doyle. Oh, Phil.
My desire for 1 o'clock now in Red Bar going off.
Oh, right.
There you go.
A sad tale.
ACC just can't do batteries. It's a thing.
And anyone else we didn't mention?
Anyone else we didn't mention?
Who's here?
Jerome McLeod.
Jerome.
Dan. Hello, you creatives.
Hello, you creatives.
Did RSVP. Yeah, why are they not down there, Dan?
Thank you. Round of applause, everyone.
Welcome.
Any sign of life on the Facebook group, Lucy?
Yeah, we've had a request for an online register.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that later in the podcast extended. Okay. Right, well, 200 episodes.
I know, 200.
Who would have thought?
Who
knew that on that very first episode, on 6th of December 2007, that we'd still be here? Does anyone actually want to hear that first episode?
No.
Was anyone listening then?
Was anyone listening
is what I want to know.
How could anyone... Nobody would even have known it was coming out. So it has to be a completely random...
I don't actually blame anyone.
I'm
going to...
Oh,
I didn't
tell
myself.
Dan!
Who's ringing
you?
I don't know. I don't even know where my phone is. There it is.
Oh, dear me.
Hold a minute. Hello?
Dan.
Oh, Alec, can I call you back?
Are you serious?
Lovely. Thanks very much.
It's Shay Bruce.
That was
it's
Layla from PPAV. Is that the person who sold us that?
Oh, yeah. Coffee? She gave us the mixer.
You know who that is?
Boo.
The reason for the delay is that company, Layla from PPAV. There we are. They gave us a wonky desk. Right. Where was I? The very first podcast. Now, the thing is, none of you actually heard this, and I wasn't in it because I didn't start till number 8. But here we go. Here's what it sounded like.
This is the T3 podcast. I'm Paul, and in the next 10 minutes, we'll tell you about the top gadgets this Christmas. In this podcast, we're talking Santa's big spenders, so gifts from £100. This is the T3...
What?
This is the T3 podcast. I'm Paul.
That's what happened. That's what happened. That's exactly how it went.
It's enough.
The first podcast.
He's the cheesiest podcast host ever.
It was quite repetitive.
What happened to Paul?
What happened to him? He was pretty good.
It was me and Paul, and Paul used to ask me questions about gadgets. He knew nothing about gadgets.
So pretty much the same format as now.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Well, it got much better by episode 8. This is when I started.
That's going so well, Dan.
Ooh, a lot of dead air there.
Can you just tell us what you said, Dan?
Yeah, it was really good, and I think probably my best work.
We've got to come back to that.
Abandon that, Dan. It's not working.
Yeah, I know. Bree, do you know when you came on board permanently?
I was in the first one.
Yeah.
So I'm actually a founding member, but I think I came on board when you two decided that you were too boring without a girl's voice.
What?
So then, I don't know, 2000...
You came in episode 54.
54?
Yeah, seriously.
So you did like 45 without me?
Yeah, no. When did I start, Dan?
You were there pretty much in the beginning. So it's been 200 episodes.
Good to know.
Should we have a bit of reminiscing?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast with the most thrilling 10 minutes of raw, unadulterated tech. Beam weekly from T3 Towers direct to your ears.
This week brought to you by the letter T and the number 3.
Always one coffee away from world domination.
The phone itself looks about as exciting as, you know, a blackboard rubber. 100 days gone by. Well, I think it looks a little bit like a sort of futuristic space dildo from Planet Sex.
It does. Do you, by any chance, Ree, have any Geordie roots? Just take a listen to this.
The second incarnation of We Hear a Successful Product.
Hear that again?
No. We Hear a Successful Product. We Hear...
Thank you.
We Hear...
We Hear...
I'm Gandoon the Toon.
We don't mind what the pictures are of.
Yeah, sexy pictures, whatever you like.
You want to take a nice picture of your girlfriend? Maybe your boyfriend, if you like that kind of thing?
Maybe you have both.
Christopher made me do the cupping action.
Yeah.
This is with the gadget, not with Chris. With the gadget.
And when I was doing it, I had a crowd of 20 people behind the camera.
It is the 100th podcast. Party poppers explode in the T3 studio. Matters, man. Amid all the theories on the starts of the riots, no one's mentioned that BlackBerry autocorrect changes fancy a pint to fancy a riot.
If you type in anal, I remember my Sony Ericsson always used to correct it to cock.
There's nothing worse than getting cock when you're on anal.
That's it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3's on the shelves, and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes, every week.
I feel like Kanye West now.
Yay!
Beautiful.
Number one.
Oh. That's beautiful.
Is it meant to stop?
Yeah, it's stopping. All right. I should say thank
golden
you
to, moments. Golden moments.
Yes, to Ripped from Burlington, Ontario, with Make It Happen.
That's beautiful that, music.
I predict big things for Ripped from Burlington, Ontario.
So we had Duncan singing, which
sort
is,
of
on failing to become Gadget Personality of the Year.
Mm. Oh, well.
Well, this all began, actually. The Facebook group began from
yes,
Duncan hey! Bell for Personality of the Year. Yeah, my
Ifa. The crazy Dutch news.
Yes.
Yeah?
That was crazy, crazy day. Yeah. That
I think the accents are almost I don't know, a trademark.
Yes, and the dog. I remember that animal podcast where... What, didn't we do some animal noises? I'm sure there
probably
was animal noises.
No, that was the...
Because it was on The Apprentice.
That was The Apprentice.
It was. We went on forever app about The Apprentice.
There was that great app with cats.
Yeah.
And
it was like
elephants,
dog noise,
and people talking.
Yeah.
Very much like the T3 podcast.
Yeah.
But anyway, the world of tech doesn't stop for any podcast. So let me say, Ree, have you got your script? For the umpteenth millionth time, here is the news. It's got a bit of a bass kick to it this week. Windows 8 has been let loose in the wild. The developer version is being offered free to download by Microsoft. It's a clean install only, and there's no support available. But that hasn't stopped 500,000 users taking advantage in the first 12 hours alone.
Windows 8 finger-friendly features could also give Microsoft a boost in the tablet war with its multi-touch smart tiles. Analysts reckon it could nab 15% of the tablet market by 2014. That's more bad news for RIM. It's just announced sales of a mere 200... It's just announced sales of a mere 200,000 BlackBerry Playbooks in its second quarter of the year, a massive fall to the 500,000 it managed in the previous 3 months. And one analyst called it nothing short of a disaster.
iPhone 5 rumours are hotting up.
Again.
Latest guesses are that iDay will be the 15th of October, if you believe Orange's French CEO, or 21st of October, if you believe O2 Customer Service Insiders, i.e. Dave in the call centre.
From Chiswick.
Various case leaks also suggest a larger body, a rounded aluminium back, and an intriguingly elongated home button.
Oh, good. They like
hold the
that
front page.
The Sony PS Vita release date has been officially confirmed, hitting Japanese markets on December 17th.
That suggests a post-New Year launch in the UK. Meanwhile, Nintendo's used the Tokyo Game Show to announce a new firmware update for 3DS with 3D video recording. Super Mario 3D Land and Mario Kart 7 are also incoming. Exciting time!
Come on! Google Plus has turned into Google Minus. Posts are down a massive 41%, according to a company which links Twitter to the Google network. Managed Flitter says publicly shared posts have fallen from an average 0.7 a day to a measly 0.4 per user.
And AJ Patel has become the first person in the UK to bag a Sony Tablet S. It went on sale today. AJ queued for 19 and a half hours outside PC World on Tottenham Court Road. The first 100 through the door also snared a 32-inch Bravia telly.
It was worth it.
Anyone of you guys go down?
Oh.
Busy train.
Yeah, who is it?
No, that's a no then.
Who is it who's got the Pre with them?
The touchpad.
Not the Pre, yeah, the touchpad. Sorry.
Good work, Dan.
Schoolboy.
It's good. For the money that you're going to spend on it...
What, £89?
£89.
Last of the big spenders.
Yeah. It's terrible at multimedia, but brilliant at web, which, when we consider it's called WebOS, you can kind of give it credit for that. The build isn't, it's kind of got a little weird poppy thing at the back.
Yeah.
It's a bit plasticky.
It looks like an Etch-a-Sketch,
yeah.
Really.
Which yeah. Is, you know, I live in East London, that's okay. It's kind of... it'd be cooler to have an Etch-a-Sketch than this, to be honest.
And you've kept WebOS on it, you've not gone Android
I
yet.
I have so far. I mean, okay. To be fair, I've only had it for a day or two.
Okay, okay.
But I don't know, I think I would probably say WebOS feels more Mac-esque than the actual iOS system, because it's sort of got the dock and you've got multitasking, so it's fairly decent. I wouldn't have brought one at £400, though. So that's probably saying...
No one else did.
Join
either.
The club, mate.
Good stuff. Let's get an update on the tweets and Facebook group. Lucy, how's it looking?
Well,
how many complaints?
Thank God for, I can't say his name, Sion.
Because Sion Wong.
Yeah, Sion Wong, yeah.
He's just told me that all the action is on Mixlr and I am on Twitter. And
right,
on
don't worry.
Oh
it's okay.
Oh, my God. No, I found it, Dan. All right. I don't need you.
Well, I was going to...
However, I don't need you, but Jack Malcolmson does, because he says, "Ew, I've just listened to the first podcast. It was terrible without Dan."
Yeah, it was terrible.
But Nathan Dunn says, "Oh, unprofessionalism, Dan, for answering the phone."
Look, I've got an issue. The problem is, Ree forgot her phone, so she was using my phone.
Don't blame me.
That's why it wasn't turned off and why it was left where I didn't know it was.
Sorry.
There we are.
That doesn't mean you had to
That's
answer
my
it,
excuse.
Though.
Anyway,
just on a point of order.
Of action, people are enjoying it.
Hey.
Keep going.
So it's working.
It's working. They can hear you.
I'm amazed. I really
Great. So good.
Anyone on Twitter?
On Twitter, Kieran yeah. In the office. He's saying, "I'm in the office, at the T3 office, but I'm enjoying the podcast."
That's good to know.
Other than that, Twitter's really quiet.
A bit quiet.
Two new ones. Congratulations on reaching 200, guys. Here's to 200 more. I miss you guys so much, says Hannah.
No. She's retweeted Chris. Do you remember Chris?
Oh, it's Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Oh. Yeah.
Chris Smith, everybody. Oh, yeah. Chris Smith.
So we got
remember,
a tweet from Chris.
Yeah, you may remember from podcasts of yours. He's now in America.
Those were the golden years.
Still writes for T3.
The four-way action of Ree, Chris, Duncan and Dan.
Steady on.
When has that happened?
Let's not talk about that.
I can remember.
Right now. Anyway.
It was just me and you for years, or what felt like years.
Yeah.
Now, I think it was only actually about 3 weeks.
Ree, have you got those paper and pens? There's some pens. Okay, just start having those out.
There
you go. And some paper. Or maybe you can just do this in your head, because we're going to test your knowledge... of the T3 podcast. Okay. So everyone got a drink while we're just before we get into this. Everyone happy? There's more wine up here. Come and help yourselves.
Everyone take a swig.
If you're at home, perhaps now pour yourself a beer.
Can I take
go to the fridge.
This side.
Yeah, or a cup of tea. You know, whatever you prefer.
Is that
okay,
what
so
down, was it?
This is really going to be quite simple. We've got 5 questions to test your
great radio
podcast
again, Dan.
Knowledge. Okay, have you got your pens ready? There's no way these pens are going to work because we nicked them from the office storage cupboard. They've not been used. No one's broken them in yet, but let's give it this whirl. So just write your answers down. We're gonna find out the answer to each one as the question is read. So here we go.
Is this slick
one.
Or what?
Come I on. Know, this is like proper radio. I've like Radio 1, they do quizzes all the time. On.
Yeah. You know on the Today on, Show on Radio 4? This
okay,
is...
ready for this? What? I
wait,
wanna know.
No one's ready yet? And everyone at home should be listening as well to do the quiz.
Yeah. All get ready, okay. So first question, what is T-Mobile launching here?
So now, the reason we're all here, and without any more kind of drama and waiting, no more fuzzy pictures on the internet, no more rumors, no more cannot comment, no more unsubstantiated blog posts.
So what is T-Mobile launching there? Yeah, write your answers down now, okay?
You know,
no
Doug.
Cheating. We're there, get an answer down now. Okay, ready for the answer?
This is how you do it.
No more unsubstantiated blog posts.
Get on
with
it.
We're finally here to introduce the T-Mobile G1 with Google.
Anyone got the G1?
Who got it right?
Oh!
Congratulations! Oh, four people.
All next to each other. Was there any cheating?
Oh, was there cheating going on?
Yeah, I think I might have been looking over a few shoulders there.
Did you say the G1 with Google?
With Google?
Yeah, it was. Android.
Remember, it used to have Google, it had Google written on the back. My first Android phone had with Google.
I had the G1. I loved my G1.
If anyone's wondering, by the way, which phone...
The word Android did exist at that
which
point.
Which phone Duncan was describing when he said it looks like a blackboard rubber, it was the G1.
Oh. What was I describing when I said it looks like a space dildo from Planet Sex?
Oh, that was our mock-up of the Wii 2 controller.
Oh, right.
That was something we did, Duncan.
Which I think we said was going to have mind control or something. We were
and it
close.
Turned out we were right.
Yeah, we were fairly close.
So, isn't it called ball?
Question two. who was missing from
no,
the
that was
one...
something else.
Who was missing from the 100th T3 podcast? Now, I did post the 100th T3 podcast on the Facebook group this week, so if you listened, you will know the answer.
If you've done your homework, as we ordered you to.
Okay.
How rude.
It's a tosser.
That person, I can reveal, is in the room today. Duncan?
Yeah.
Do you remember why you were missing from the T3 podcast?
I was very busy, Dan. Very busy with work.
Mm-hmm. I am here, but no Duncan Bell. Instead, we have Chris Smith. He has sent something to read to you all. Hi, chaps. In true old school Fleet Street style, I am too hungover to speak this morning.
What happened the night before?
You can't remember, obviously.
Right, who said Duncan? Anyone?
Well, it was 100 weeks ago.
Everyone thought Duncan. What gadget did Ree famously make up for her gadget of the week? It's a bit of a slow week.
Just the one. Yeah. Oh,
well,
come on!
The one that everyone still talks about.
Yeah.
That one. Okay, have you got an answer down?
Recently.
Answers at home. What are we going for? Shout it out.
It was the Xbox 720.
720, yes. Still not launched.
I'm waiting. One day.
Now, I think I played it about 8 times accidentally. What was the first name of the original T3 podcast host?
Oh, I've forgotten.
Already?
Ree Morgan.
Wasn't Ree Morgan. Answers down. Anyone know?
Andrew.
Paul! Hey, wow. Well done. Okay, final question. Here we go.
I love
if you're ready,
quizzes.
What is Ree demonstrating here?
This is how you do it. The male will put it on the finger here and then just trace along the female. It could be on their ear, on their forearm.
Terrible.
So you trace it what? Male, the female?
I said
puts
you
it
can
on
put it
male.
On your ear or anywhere.
Penis.
I went with ear, actually.
Just put it out there.
I'll just throw this over. Any ideas? Any suggestions?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a Philips intimate massager.
What was it actually called? It was like the adult
Philips intimate massager.
Pleasure droid or something.
Okay, right. Who? Anyone get all 5?
Who got all 5? Oh.
No one.
Anyone 4? At home? Anyone at home?
Quite a few 4s. This is impressive. Well done, bro. Round of applause. Well done. Okay, well, 4 was the score to beat. Let us know if you've got 5 at home.
What do the winners win, Dan?
Nothing. Oh. Just just the, you know, that warm glow that comes from having scored 4 out of 5 in a T3 podcast live quiz show.
Well, 80% isn't that great, is it?
Yeah. Now, it's not only the 200th podcast today, but it's also the launch of the latest T3.
You've all got one, actually. This is what they get.
Which... I don't know, I'm going to give one to you there. We've
Thank
got
you,
one
sir.
For everyone here.
I think everyone's got one.
What can we actually look forward to in the latest issue? Duncan?
Do what?
The classic porno cover. What does everyone think of it here? You've all read it.
So this is the...
She's not my type, really.
It's the Tech Power Special.
She's not my type.
The Tech Power Special.
Wait a minute, hold on. What, she's not your type. What about her specifically is not your type?
But that's just me.
More curves, yeah. Okay. What, and holding the several thousand volts of electricity, is that doing it for you?
She is very rangy.
No, it has to be 1080 electricity going through there.
It's quite dangerous, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very close.
She's wearing a lot of man-made fibres as well. Exactly. That could cause terrible shrinkage.
But sensibly, she has insulated her hands with leather gloves. Yeah. So
very practical leather gloves.
I think she's earthed through the sort of gusset of her... whatever it is that she's wearing there.
Gusset.
You don't
hear the word gusset often enough in tech podcasts.
Oh, so it's got the subscriber cover. Go on, what's on the... What are we missing out on?
I think, isn't it?
Sometimes they're really good, the subscriber covers. Right, Dung, what's inside? What have you actually contributed to this Steam publication this month?
Well, it's the Tech Power Special, because as you can see, the lady just in front of her ladies' parts is... She's sort of shooting electric bolts between two things. And this is to symbolise that this month we're all about power, not just in the ladies' front bottom area, but just throughout the magazine. So we got the 100 most powerful and influential people in tech, which people don't, weirdly enough, lists of 100 dull-looking, bald, middle-aged men. Present company accepted.
Here they are.
List of 100 of them. People don't really want to read them, so we've divided it up into 10 groups of 10. So you will find it less tedious than the last two or three Power 100s. And then we've also got the Earth's most powerful gadgets. So we're talking a lot of torque, revs per minute, amps, and watts.
Yes.
I'd imagine.
It's thrilling.
And we've got 143 electric reviews.
So, Dunk, having failed to make Gadget Personality of the Year...
Am I the most powerful man in tech?
Are you in the Tech 100?
No, I'm not.
So what you're telling me...
No, we're from T3 is.
Well, again, for the same reason, I can't very well put myself at number one in the... it's not for me to say, is it? Other people might conclude that I'm very powerful and charismatic, but it's not for me to say.
Right.
We need to get that person who's got a website.
So Julian Assange more powerful than you. Andrew Mason... Who is Andrew Mason?
Don't know. What's he number one in?
You wrote it, didn't you?
No, this is written by Chris.
No, I just helped.
Andrew Mason is the founder and CEO of Groupon.
Oh, he's done quite well.
He's responsible for those terrible mailings.
They're not terrible.
Yeah,
whenever you want
good.
Skin eaten by small fish or a complete removal of all bodily
and
hair.
It's the words that go with them.
He's your man.
If he was talking about fish, he'd say something like,
fish
evolved in something millennia before men merely to nibble our toes.
About?
The copy that goes with all the
Greek offers. Yeah, then like nine paragraphs in, they
and
say...
And like you find out what the offer is.
Sheila's in Isha is offering cheap fish pedicures for £3.50.
Excellent. So,
but who wants to read that?
What else
I'll tell you, there's a good one in the Tech 100. We've got the most powerful woman in any of the lists is Carol Bartz. And she was the CEO of Yahoo. Some of you may remember Yahoo. It was quite a popular website 10 to 15 years ago. But she's been fired in between when this went to press and when it came out.
Oh, the heady world of tech.
No longer powerful.
She was great, though. She was fired over the phone, apparently.
She wasn't there that long, though, was she?
No, well, Yahoo, what can you do?
A couple of years, man.
And she told the bloke who was firing her over the phone to grow a pair of balls. And then somebody from the Wall Street Journal said, what are you going to do as somebody who's now 63 and has just been fired? And she said, fuck off.
We'll edit that.
That's the kind of CEO we like.
Edit that later. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of spare time now.
Yeah. Mm.
So look, that's it. 200 episodes. A whole 200.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how many you've managed?
No.
You started at episode 54.
Yeah.
So it's 146.
Yeah.
So you've only got another 54 to make your double century. So that means I have asked you 146 times as I stroll over here. What have you got for your...
No, that one.
We're okay.
Right, the other button.
I'm just getting permission to hit the button. What have you got for your Gadget of the Week?
Yeah!
Stupidly loud.
I've actually got some in Rio. This week I've got... This is exciting, actually.
Well, this is the big finale, Ree. We're really...
The ViewSonic ViewPad, but... It has Android ice cream sandwich on it. That's what I was looking for, everyone. That was great. So, yeah, you can actually have a play with this.
All right, pass this around.
Like, no one has seen this. This is the first sample that has got ice cream sandwich on, which is the latest incarnation.
Right, this is where we ask Ree lots of technical details. So, Ree, how much memory is on there?
Pardon?
How much memory is on there?
Oh, don't ask me those questions.
Yeah? What sort of processor is that packing?
Oh, big one, actually.
Yeah?
Ray, what are the key features of ice cream sandwich?
What sort of battery life do you get out of that?
Ages.
Ages. Hey! First person to say it's heavier than it looks. The key comment from your tablet.
One of the jazzy things that it can do. So it does that.
That's the
one. And then so you can do that, and you can do that with your photos, and you can do this view scene 3D.
Right, come on.
So you've got view scene 3D. So this is one of the things that they could do with new ice cream sandwich is this.
Ooh.
It looks
am I the only one impressed?
Okay, and then you can do that with your web pages.
An octagonal revolving menu.
And then we get there backwards as well, so you can see the back of those.
Why do you want to see the back?
I didn't come up with that.
Okay.
So you've got all this.
Go on, I'll let a few more people have a look.
Yeah.
This looks just like normal.
It does look normal, but I think it's just a bit more powerful and a bit more slick.
And look, it's so responsive to your every touch.
It's just because it's on...
Well, it still have a B if it's now ice cream sandwich.
It does have what? I know, but... Is that, oh, I don't know. No, that's the ViewSonic logo.
Oh. It's Paddocks.
Yeah. But have a play with it. Okay, I only had it literally dropped on my desk five minutes before I had to leave.
So we've got a nice curved background
here. His does that as well. Oh.
He's got an octagonal
menu.
Hell. What's that? Is that the S2?
Galaxy S2, yeah.
Oh, I've been duped. He told me it was the new one.
Other than being told it's running ice cream sandwich, we know no more about this. But it's
no. It's also not the final version of ice cream sandwich. But.
So that's a bit of an exclusive we've got there.
It's not the final
version. Just not many people have ever seen this.
Or touched ice cream sandwich. Yeah, I'm just saying.
There we are. Well, that's really something. Thanks, Ree.
Yeah.
I think we were all wanting to go out on a high. I think you fulfilled that in every way.
I did the 3D thing. It was good.
The octagonal thing. His S2 does.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Right, well, that is it. 200 episodes. Just time to say a big thank you to all of you who have been with us for the last 200 episodes. For past presenter Chris Smith, now in the States, for T3 editor Luke Peters, and Adam the Boy Bunker, who we left in the office.
He's working. I think he's still in the office.
Yeah,
it's past his bedtime.
Oh, right. What's Adam said?
You might want to take that shout out back because he just said, what? I can't believe I've joined the Facebook group for this mess.
What? Right, we'll edit this later. Thanks to Chris Smith, now in the States, for T3 editor Luke Peters for dropping in when Duncan's hungover, and for everybody here today, Michael, Andy, George, Ooh! Katie, Timothy, Duke of Peckham, the list goes on.
And to the Hospital Club for replacing our mixer.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Short notice.
The first one. Who was it? What was her name?
Layla.
Yeah, thanks a bunch, Layla. That's that's brilliant. And thanks for calling back 15 minutes after we'd gone to
into the podcast.
yes, thank you for everyone for listening, for persevering through that.
Apologies for the wait.
And all those who are catching up with the podcast. Thank you, one and all. And remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes every Friday. So till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the 200th T3 Podcast Live!